letters of the Rebbe, volume 10. This is letter number 3052. Baruch Hashem, the 25th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezva, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So here the Rebbe starts off pieces that it's not clear, dot, dot, dot. So I don't know what the Rebbe, but it looks like it was a pretty strong letter. As the Rebbe says, what is going to be as far as your activities in the future, or to the activities of the future? And the Rebbe says, it appears that after all the work, and after all the matters that you saw vividly, and thank Hashem, many of them were good, visibly and revealed good, the Rebbe says. So then when there is this discord, the discontent amongst, and the politics, the shameful politics, all this success, this had not touched, affect you totally. So after everything, the Rebbe, what's going to happen when there is this discord? All of the efforts of our holy Rebbes to bring down success in your work doesn't help as of now, that the people that are working, that there is Hasidus in the world, and we must disseminate it even to the outside, and certainly on the inside, you have to spread. And what's most important of the important things is, this is not something that you just read in the books, in the Svarim, something which has been written in the books, and something that you need to reflect on before the davening or special days, special times, to reflect on this idea. No, this means practical. We mean you yourself. That notwithstanding, that each one knows their own standing, they know their own situation. Meaning, spiritually, people know that they're not yet, or they're not at a high level. And certainly, they know it, and certainly the Rebbes know it. But they were chosen to be shluchim, agents to spread this Torah and the directives in the land of Eretz Yisrael. God's eyes are there from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So you were chosen as shluchim over there. So what is the lesson? Very well understood, similar to what it's explained in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 24. That in many generations, starting from the time when the Torah was given till our days, in which there were great tzaddikim, there were great souls, very high levels, and yet the king itself, his force was hidden in room of rooms, and there were many guards on the entrances. There were many people that were looking forward to see the king, and yet the king hid himself inside all of these rooms and hiding places. But in our generation, in our times, when it came up to the will of Hashem to be revealed, and He chose special people that they should be the ones to reveal Hashem to everyone, and that Hashem's glory is the honor of His kingdom and the splendor of His beautiful greatness. You are there to show, because by teaching the Chassidus, the king is waiting. So here Hashem chose you to be the one to show Hashem's glory. So if you stand there and you push away without just like that, Bishat Nefesh, your responsibility, your job, because your imaginary honor and political, shameful political matters, and how much more so one who utilizes this position just to make more discord and discontent and putting people apart. This is like it says in the Tanya in the end of chapter 24. It's like one who's holding onto the king and he's putting him into the dirt, into the bathroom, you know, taking Hashem instead of exalting and elevating, making machlokes, making discontent while holding on to Hashem, because they're using the position of being a chosid and a shaliach and doing Hashem's work and making machlokes. Look in there. And the Rebbe says that all excuses, similar to what he said in the Gemara, says when his father rebuked him, Rebbe, he said, well, I'm not the one that wrote it. The Yehuda Chaita wrote it. The tailor Yehuda, he's wrote it. And basically he told him that's Lashon Hara, you don't, you know. So the Rebbe says, it's known, the saying of the Rebbe Barash, you can't fool Hashem. And people, you can also not fool. You can only fool yourself. So all the excuses and all the things the Rebbe says, you know, the Rebbe is very strong over here. And unfortunately, the Rebbe was very in a lot of pain that the people who were activists, they were saying they're going to drop it because somebody wasn't respectful enough to them, and they are not allowing, they have the opportunity to reveal the king into the world, that's your job. And to remain apathetic and to just push it away apathetically without such an indifference. And the Rebbe says this is like, and to utilize it, this is like the worst, you know, holding the king and putting him into the toilet, you know, under this. And the Rebbe says, no excuses, you know. The Rebbe is very, very strong, and the Rebbe didn't approve and was upset that some of this stuff were taking place. All right.